and said, "John, Kevin, my darlings, it's time to make changes. I need a place I can call my own." Kate closed her eyes and felt the warm sun seep into her skin. A new day, a new beginning, she thought. She blinked, straightened her spine, and said to O'Henry, "Come on, boy, let's go to Gratitude." She drove slowly down Curvy Beach Road, past the redwood grove on the ridgeline. The fertile brown farmlands in the valley were tilled and planted for the summer crop. She smiled as she drove past Rest Awhile, with its white Adirondack rockers around the sweeping veranda. What a perfect place for such a welcoming beginning to the village. She parked in front of Mona's Cafe, got out of the car, stood for a moment, and gazed down Front Street and across the bay. The shops and stores were alive with summer flowers in planter boxes on the sidewalk. A little white wrought iron table and chairs were set out in front of the tea shop. On the bay, people were moving around and calling to one another.